words had been inscribed in the stone. Be bold. Be bold. On she went, through the gate and to the door, where she found words again. Be bold, be bold, but not too bold. Still on she went, into the empty house. She walked through fine galleries and parlors, until she came to an enormous staircase. There, she found a door, over which more words were inscribed. Be bold, but not too bold, lest that your heart's blood should run cold. When she opened the door, she found that it was filled with the corpses of brides. Some were freshly killed, their gowns stained with blood. Others were nearly skeletal. All had clearly been murdered on the day of their wedding. Horrified, the girl closed the door and ran down the stairs. She would have rushed out except, just at that moment, Mr. Fox came in the door, carrying the body of his latest victim. The girl hid herself behind a large urn and made no sound as Mr. Fox carried his new bride up the stairs. At the landing, he tried to prise a ring off the dead girl's finger, and when that failed, he took out a knife and sawed off her hand at the wrist. No sooner had he cut it off, though, slippery with blood as it was, it fell right into the lap of the hidden girl. Resolving to look for it later, he carried the body into his charnel room, and the girl made her escape. The next day, Mr. Fox came to visit the girl, for it was time for them to sign their marriage contract. There, sitting with her brothers and her family around her, she recounted what had happened to her as though it had been a troubling dream. At every turn of her tale, Mr. Fox denied it. But when she pulled out the hand of the murdered bride with a ring still shining on one finger, no one believed his denials. Then the girl's brothers leaped up and cut Mr. Fox into 1,000 pieces. I think about that story a lot. I think about it all the time. It's the kind of thing you like. The wicked are slain, with swords no less. Vengeance is had. Boldness is rewarded. But what about all those girls? All those obedient girls who trusted and loved and wed and died? Weren't they bold too? I bet you don't think so. I bet you think they were just stupid. That's your problem in a nutshell. You're judgmental. Everyone makes mistakes. They trust the wrong people. They fall in love. Not you, though. And that's why it's so hard to ask you for forgiveness. But I am asking. I mean, I am going to ask. I am going to try to explain how it happened and how sorry I am. Let's start with a love story. Or maybe it's another horror story. It seems like the difference is mostly in where the ending comes. Once there was a woman who was beautiful and clever and, because of her beauty and cleverness, believed that she would always be happy. Perhaps she should have known better, but she didn't. When she met her future husband, he carried the scent of blood and oiled steel and windswept rocks. He courted her with charming old-fashioned ways. He was the promise of the unfamiliar, the epic. And if he made her parents uncomfortable and her friends afraid, that only made her love bigger and feel more important. If she had reservations, she buried them. Everything else had always turned out well for her. She could not imagine it being otherwise. And so she went to dwell with him in his castle across the waves and discovered all the horrors he'd kept secret. I wonder if you think Mom was stupid.